Hey, welcome to my magic shop. I'm Barbara. If it's your first time here, grab your coffee, your tea, water, sit down and relax. Because here is our secret place, our safe place to have some fun together and also a moment to share some worries from our minds. You always can open up in here and feel comfy to do it. Recently, I've just taken up reading fantasy books. It's my favorite kind of story, fiction, and more specifically, fantasy ones. And it's been a cool journey, you know? I've been into reading stuff these days, you know, totally into reading stuff. Almost every book that I've been reading, it's like in English, but there isn't a specific article that really popped up in my stories on Instagram a couple of days ago that I'm totally in love. Some friends of mine were sharing a specific post from a magazine called El Brasil about a writer who wrote in a specific article there about BTS and K-pop universe. And I remember the title, like the headlines of this article was like in Portuguese, of course, the entire article was in Portuguese, but translating to English, it's like BTS and the shame of what makes me happy. Basically, the writer Jarija Haish says how this Korean pop group impact her life in a good way in the middle of this pandemic context. When maybe there's nothing good happening through the days, she just found out BTS to cheer her up. From that moment on, she took up learning Korean with passion. She got interested in Asian cultures in general. They spread a lot of positivity. So in the middle of a chaos and, you know, in this pandemic context, she's got something cool that makes her happy. And yes, it seems perfect, doesn't it? But it's not. It's not perfect. So with all that, she got a feeling of shame. She describes as something that she couldn't like or appreciate. Because of people. People would judge her. And there is the point to me. The thing what catches my attention the most, many of us who like K-pop, K-dramas, BTS, and this kind of things, are intimidated, are judged, who just want to mock you, laugh at you. They're going to mock you, like trying to say like you're too old to enjoy this kind of stuff, this kind of entertainment. This kind of songs are just for kids and teenagers. They're gonna try to mock you. Especially if you are a grown up, independent, successful woman. People are going to try to mock you because you like BTS, because you like Korean groups, because you like K-pop. And besides that, there are other issues like racism, xenophobia, and things that I'm not, you know, the right person to speak about. So in result of myself like thinking and reading this article, what I really want to say is I don't care, go to hell if you know friends, family members, or who else. We grown-up women who like BTS, Korean stuff, we just don't give a shit about what you think. Thanks to BTS, we were able to face horrible situations in our countries. So who cares if you have an opinion? You know, a huge thank you to Jarija Haish the writer of this amazing, fantastic, and intelligent article. Guys, thanks for being here one more time, and thanks for listening to me trying to speak myself. I hope you enjoy it. I hope you come back soon, and have a nice Monday. Thank you.